Erwin Perches Mishna Aleph. Ketzad Mishtatfin Betrumen. The word Mishtatfin over here is not the same thing that we have by Shitufei Muvois, even though when we're talking about Trumen, the material is the same. Using Kol Midi, that's Mozoin. You don't need Pas like you need by Eruv, like we learned in the last parak. But normally when we talk about Trumen, you talk about Ma'arvin. The Kavon over here, Mishtatfin, is how do you do an Eruve Trumen from many people? How do you make a Shutfis in Eruve Trumen? Meniachas HaChovis, Chovis is Yain, we're not talking about Pas. Ve'oimer HaRezel L'chol B'nei Iri, this is the meeting ground. Over here will be the Yain that will be Kevea, Eruv, Tchumen, L'chol B'nei Iri, L'chol Mishe Yelech L'beis HaOvel or L'beis HaMishnah. The Mishnah over here delineates that we're talking about somebody who's going to Dvar Mitzvah. This is the famous Klal, we Paskin this way, it's Machloikus in the Gemara, but we Paskin. The Chazal only allowed Eruvei Trumen, that's in wherever a person's shev is, that's his place. Will the Chazal allow you to make an artificial 2,000 amas, an artificial Mokum Shvisa? Only L'tzorich Mitzvah. Now, we're going to add a Knesh. We spoke about this in the third parak, but it's Kedai to be Moisef. And that is that the Rambam Paskins, that the same way you make a Brocha, Asher Kedishon B'mitzvayso V'tzivonu, Al Mitzvahs Eruv, on Eruvei Chatzeroyz, and Shetufim Mavoy is the same as true Eruvei Tchumen. The Ravid argues, and the understanding of what the Ravid's arguing is that it's not a mitzvah. It's a heter Chazal allow you to create some type of artificial, like we said, Tchum, in order to allow you to get around the problem with Tchum. That's a mitzvah. It's a heter, it's a kula. Eruvei Chatzeroy is the din of Shlomo HaMelech was that there's an Isser Eruvei Chatzeroy is without, there's an isser of carrying in the chotzer for the people that are the bnei batim, without the eruv. The eruv was part of the takona. The takona gufa is to make eruv chatzes. That's that shekel shonim zayz of tzivonu. But over here, the takona was al yetzi yishmim koymoy. What's the eruv is a kula, is a heter. Oh, but the Rambam holds, and maybe it's patterned on the fact that one can only make a Eruv L'dvar Mitzvah, is that when a person puts down an Eruv, even though it's a Kula, but now he's being Mekayim, the Mitzvah of Eruvei Tchumen. A Chelik of Tchumen, of the Isser, Lotzeh Chutz Mitchum, is the Mitzvah of Eruvei Tchumen, he's Mekayim a Mitzvah, you make a Bracha, it's a Chiddush. Now, the Gemara adds, even though it's not Mufurish in the Mishnah, that when everybody, he's being Mezakeh for everybody, Hareza l'chol b'nei iri, somebody has to be koined on their behalf. The Gemara has a discussion about it, but the Maaseh of the Gemara Daf Pei comes out, somebody has to be zoicha. Who's that somebody? So we had a whole discussion in Perek Zayin Mishnah Vov about has to be somebody who has a yad l'kinyin, not b'noi, not pita, etc. Ayin shom. The same is true over here, l'maskonos ha-Gemara. It's only true that you need somebody who's a bar schir, only l'gabi the schir for those people. But the actual putting it down and being keveya, that here's the mokim shvisa, that you don't need somebody who has a yad king, because that's not a king, that's just a kvius. But we did have a Mishnah Gimel, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Beis, that you need somebody who's a bar das in order to establish the mokim kvius. A cher shaytiv kotten is not going to work. We'll point out, by the way, that it's mavur l'cher in the lashon of the Mishnah, mishi elcha beis ha'ovo. The few what we just said that ein ma'arvin el l'dvar mitzvah is that being menachem aveilam on Shabbos is a dvar mitzvah. L'chor, tzar, shouldn't be mutter. So l'chatchila, one is not menachem aveilam on Shabbos, but l'maisa, he's mekayim mitzvah nichem aveilam. The Ritva says, she'en ezak, that the reason why it says she'elch l'beis ha'ovel before beis mishnah is because of pasuk in Kehelas. Toiv l'olechus l'beis ha'ovel and l'olechus l'beis mishnah. Why, taka? That will leave over. That's a discussion. A person learns more, gains more from halicha lebeis oval than halicha lebeis mishnah. One last point. Like we're saying, we're reading the Mishnah. I'll pee the words of Rabbi Yosef in the Gemara. Ein ma'arvin el ledvar mitzvah. Tez Yotav says, l'chayr, the wording of that memra is not exact. It should be ein ma'arvin el ledvar mitzvah. It should say that ein eruvit chumen el ledvar mitzvah, which would mean that it's not chal except for a dvar mitzvah. If somebody makes a eruv etchum, it's not because he's interested in walking that way. The scenery is better. It's not chal. What's Ein ma'arvin would be mashma. It's not, you're not allowed to do the Erev. That's not the point. The point is ein eruvin tchum, and it doesn't work. So Taisyantu says a raya, a shtickle, or at least meduyik, like the Rambam, ein ma'arvin, you can't do it because if you do, you made a bracha levatolo. It's meduyik like the shita of the Rambam, that is a bracha. All this is also mavur in the poskim, Levush and others, in Simin Tov Tezvov, where the mitzvah eruvin tchum is discussed. Now the Mishnah is going to say when somebody who an Erev was made for him has to be agreeable or knowledgeable of the Erev in order for the Erev to work. We're talking about not where he made an Erev by going out and putting down the food. Somebody made an Erev for him. And somebody made it for him with a Schia. But we mentioned before in the Mishnah at the end of Perek Zayin that you can't do schir for some Eruv Etchumen because you're also being mafsim the other direction. So you can be kinder for him, but the schir won't work on the Erev. That means he can be kinder. You have a barrel of wine, and Ruvain was zoicha, had somebody be zoicha. Ruvain gave it to Shimon. For Shimon to be zoicha on behalf of Kol B'nei Oyer, there's 100 people that they all want to go in that direction. You can't do it b'schir. But even where they don't know about it. But if they do know about it, the kinyan in the wine will work for them. That's certainly a schus to own part of the wine. Whether you want to use that to define your mokum shvisa to the east, not to the west, to the west, not to the east, that's already, there's a tzad schus and a tzad schoy. That you can't do b'li yidia. When does that yidia have to be? So here the Mishnah is ma'isiv. V'chol shekibel alav m'boidyoim. Whoever one of those people of the B'nei Ho'ir is mekabel on themselves, is misratza, that the Erev should be his meboid yoim, is mutter. Mishetechshach osur, once it's already tchilas alaylo, is osur she'en ma'arvim mishetechshach. You can't be ma'arv after chashecha. Now this needs a little bit of an explanation. The mashmoshes that we're talking about, mishetechshach, is the beginning of ben hashmoshes. That's normally the understanding. The Rishonim, generally speaking, most of the Rishonim understand she'en ma'arvin mishetech shach means that the yediyah of that there's an eruv there for them has to be there mibo'id yoim. Rashi, and it's gradually paskin that way in the Shulchan Aruch, hold that even if that yediyah is only ben hashmoshos, lemafreya, let's say shkia was at 5:05, at 5:10, 5:15, let's say, the person finds out that an Erev was there. One of the townspeople finds out that an Erev was put there for him. If he's misiratza to the Erev, it's chal hishvisa b'mokam ha'Erev from 5:05, from Ishetechsha. What the understanding of that is that the even though the mokam shvisa has to be chal by tchilas ben hashmoshos, but that which is kaveya, where his mokum shvisa of the whole Shabbos, including Ben Hashmosh, is going to be, is where the Erev was put down, even later on in Ben Hashmosh. Vinishvi, the Gemara explains over here something which is not inherently mavur in the Mishnah, and that is that you don't have to have, the Gemara says that this, that he has to know about it, mid-ba'idyoim, before Techshach, is not that he has to be maskim, that he does want to travel with the rest of the townspeople. Lama Zogantaka, like we said, Ruvain gave Shimon to be Zoicha on behalf of 20, 30, 50, 100 people from the town to go to Tzad Meiriv. Yankel, Beryl, and Shmerel only find out about it later on before Shkia. They're not sure if they want to make that trip. In fact, they might want to go to the other direction, down in the Shul towards the Mizrach, not to the Meiriv, where most of the people want to go to hear the Drosha. As long as they know about it before Shkia, they can make that decision on Shabbos. Why? The Gemara says, because if you have the Erev in place, even though it's not Nizbar, whether that's actually your place, you're at home, Leil Shabbos. The whole decision-making is an afkamina only for tomorrow. But you have to make the decision at the beginning of Shabbos. It'll be Huvrar L'mafreya, Shabbos morning, you decide that you want to go with the rest of the townspeople, Letzad Meiriv, Yankel, Beryl, and Shmerel. So then it'll be Huvrar L'mafreya that the Mokum Shvisa from Mishetechshach was Letzad Meiriv where the Erev was put down. Breira works on a Din D'Rabbanan. We're talking about a Din D'Rabbanan. The Klal, we mentioned this in Perek Gimel, is that we paskin Yesh Breira on a Din D'Rabbanan ain't breira on a din derais. If breira, you're gonna need that should be hoover a double amafrei on a get on a kedushin and so on. It's not gonna work. Over here by Erev, it will work. Yesh breira and amel obin is bar lamafrei. That's the way the Gemara explains this Mishnah. Mishnah Beis. Kamahu shiuroi. Till now we haven't described, we had in the last part, the shear of how much you need for a ruve chatzeros, shetufim avoyis, but we never described the shear that you need for a ruve tchumen. Mozoin shtei sudais lekol echod. You need for each person the amount of pas, let's say, we're going to measure now with pas, the amount of pas that would be eaten by each person, two meals. Now, there's a very big doggish on the fact that you need l'chol echod, as opposed to a ruve chatzeres, that there's a maximal amount. Mozn of 18 sudois. Why is it that over here you need for every single person? One nusach, which is a pretty clear and straightforward approach, is to say like this. A ruve chatzeres, by definition, is not individual. The idea of a ruve chatzeres is that there are multiple people living in the chatzer, and the ishtamshus of one asks up the ishtamshus of the other, because then they're berabim. So by definition, the basic definition of a ruve chatzeres is dealing with multiple, and therefore the shear that creates the reality of being ma'ar of them to turn into a single individual could be a shear composed of a bunch of people. It's not that there's a certain shear. It's that once you get past a certain amount of people, that's considered a basic unit of a group of people. You don't need more than that. There's also the fact that it's a kinyan. Kinyan to be ma'ariv the mukaymois. So you need that everybody has a certain amount. It's not enough for you to eat, but it's an amount that can be eaten on some type of appreciable level, a certain amount of people. So once you get past a certain place, that's already called a dover choshuv. Eruvei tchumen is a very individual issue. The fact that the 10 of us live in the same house, and because of that we all have the same problem in wanting to walk 3,000 tvachim away, we all have the same issue of needing a ruve tchumim, but be'etzem, one person, the Ruven, the Shimon, the Levi, Yehuda, they have nothing to do with each other. Ruven's tchum is his, Shimon's tchum is his, Levi's tchum is his, Yehuda's tchum is his, and so on. So by definition, how could Ruven be mishtativ together with some type of group shear, some type of maximum group shear that's imposed on them as a unit, them as a group? It's not a group shear. It's an individual problem with an independent solution. So each person has to be ma'ar with his. You could put it together. You could be zoicha together. You could be kaveh together. But be'etzim, you're solving an individual problem. That's l'chay the hesper. And because of that, that's klod that you need l'chol echot. Mozun shtei sudas. How much is that? It's how much pas you would eat for two sudois during the week, and not Shabbos. Again, it does not say an amount over here. The Mishnah just says, what's Shabbos, what's called on Shabbos, what's the point? The Gemara explains, again, without explaining the amount in grams or ounces, but the Gemara does explain that the Manda Omar, that says Rabbi Yehuda, that says the Shabbos v'lo lechol, when does a person eat more? On Shabbos. Why? The Gemara says that since there are other macholim with, ravchol levisume shchiach, which means that a person's appetite is developed more because he's in a more mavusindik state. His stomach is more open. On the other hand, you might argue, and that's the Shita of Reb Meir, that you eat less pas on Shabbos because you have to have enough for three sudas during the week. The Gemara says that the Shteger was, the regular was, and you see it in other places also, they ate two meals. Shabbos they ate a third meal, so the third meal was primarily pas. It's that way also. Most people's Shalosh Sudas is mostly for washing. So Mamela, more pas was necessary on Shabbos, so those that started to one side or another. It's interesting, there's a Mishnah that talks about different shiurim, a Mishnah in Kelim, that talks about different shiurim. It's in Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Yud Aleph. And the Mishnah says this shtickle, V'yesha omru ha'koil lefi mashehu odom, which means every single person can feed their individual size. Individual size means what happens if a person is a zokin or a choyla, a bari. Depending on who he is, how many teeth he has, and what his appetite is, that's how much his average meal will be. So you'll be Mashiach. Again, remain Rabbi Yehuda, Shabbos Chol, but it's L'chor L'kolachot L'fi Mitzvusoy. Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika Oimer, Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika has a third shita here. In truth, over here, you could count it really as two shitas that are really one. Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika and the next shita, Rabbi Shimon, are both shiurim that are not subjective. They're shiurim that are measured in exact amounts. The only question is how much that exact amount is. So we have two tanoim over here, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, that give us an amount in terms of a person's needs. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika and Rabbi Shimon are going to give us a measurement amount. Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika is going to express the size of a kikar over here in terms of how much money it costs to buy a loaf of bread. Now, the terminology is not going to mean much to us because it's not an objective size. It's talking about a price when bread is a certain amount of money, so how much you could buy for that amount of money. Why Chazal say it this way? It could be that was the easier way in the times of Chazal for people to understand how much the shear was. One possibility. The other possibility is that this is a hechatimtze, an opportunity for us to learn the shiurim of both of size and of money that's so often negea when one's learning a Mishnah or a Braisa that was noyeg b'dmei Chazal. So let's give a quick cheshbon. In terms of money, the currency that's mentioned over here is pundyon and sela. We have to figure out how much is the relationship between pundyon and sela. So it goes like this. A pundyon, which is a matbeh shel nechoshes, two of pundyons, which is a smaller coin, equal a mo. A mo is also, a mo is already kesef. Pundyon is like a little bit more than a pruto. A mo is already a coin of silver, but the smallest. Six mo equals a dinar. Four dinarim equal a sela. So that means that pundyon times two times six times four. A pundyon to a sela is 1 out of 48. So the measure that's mentioned over here is a kikar that's necessary to make the eruv over here is a kikar that you could buy for a punyon, for that very small coin, when the price of buying kikoros is arba soin bisela. So again, the sela with the punyon is 48. So now let's figure out klape arba soin, how big our size is. We have to figure out 148. What's 148 of arba soin? A saw to a kav, there are six kaven in a saw. Saw is a bigger measurement. We're going now from the top to the bottom. A saw to a kav is times six. We're talking about four sawing. So there's 24 kaven in our measurement of how much you're measuring. To get to 148, the proportion that we're talking about is l'char 48 chatzoy kaven. So l'char, the size of the kikar should be a half a kav, because that's 1/48 of dalt sawing. The Gemara actually explains by Richus that that's not so. Why? Because we're talking over here about a retail price by a bakery, by a grocery store. So you have to pay him for the labor. You have to pay him for the labor, and he has to pay for the wholesale price for the raw material that he makes the bread with. So it's really only half of that. There's a 100% markup. And Memela, instead of being a half a kav, it's really a quarter of a kav. How much is a quarter of a kav in measurement that we understand better? A kav is 4 lugin. A loig is 6 beitzim. So it comes out that a kav has in it 24 beitzim. So it comes out that a fourth of a kav is really 6 kebeitzim. So it comes out that the kikar of Eruv over here is 6 kebeitzim. That's a share that we understand. That's the Mazon Shtei Sudois. Reb Shimon Oimer, using the same measurements, but he says it a little bit differently. He understands that the kikar really is 8 beitzim. He cheshmins it out a little bit differently. So he's cheshmining a kikar which is slightly bigger. He's machmir in the size of a kikar, but he says shtei yodois, when you talk about shtei yodois, you always mean portions of. The stomius over here, the Gemara explains it as two portions of, what is that, 2/4, 2/5, no, 2/3. Shtei yodois lekikar, misholosh lekav. Cheshmining out 3 lekav, which will come out not 6 kebeitzim, but it would be 8 kebeitzim, it's 2/3 of 8, which comes out like 5 1/3. So it's not that far off. The Tanakama, of this Machlokes of Yechim and Breik Kachesh now 6 kibbutzim. Reb Shimon holds that a kikkur that you need for an Erev, Mozen L'shtei Sudos, is 5 and a third. This is not really how much a person eats, but this is the sheer likula of how much a person can eat. It will be enough for his minimum sheer. Now, Reb Shimon over here is Mekel because he holds it's only 5 and a third. But if, the way we mentioned, if you think about it, Reb Shimon in a way is Machmir because the size of his kikkur is larger. The size of his kikkur is 8 kibbutzim as opposed to 6 kibbutzim. And that's the subject of the next line in the Mishnah. Chetzi l'bayis ha-menuga. The nekuda over here is something that's mentioned in the beginning of the sugis in Erevin and Sukkot. Halachal Moshe Mitzinai is one of the shiurim that are Halachal Moshe Mitzinai. And it's called Kedei Achilas Pras. We know the terminology from something that's very relevant to Halacha. What's the time span that you need to eat to be mechuyev in alamichya, or how quickly do you have to eat a kezayis of matzah in order to be yotzei the mitzvah? The shear of one achila, which is mitzuruf, it's not called just bites, but it's called one achila, is toich kidei shear achilas pras. The word pras means a half. Pras is a chelik, like a part of, sort of like shtei adis, except that it means a half. It's a half of what? The halacha l'shem yisani is that it's a half of a so however big our size is, either 8 or 6, which is the Mozen Shtei Sudas, half of that has a significance. Significance l'gabe what? A person walks into a house, which is a Bayis HaMenuga. He walks into a house that has a Neged Saras. The halacha is that he becomes Tomei. The Bayis HaMenuga is an Ava Tomei. He becomes a Rishon L'Tomei. That's fine. In order for him to become, there's a Dovah Noisav, when does he become not only his Mekabal Tumah from the Bayis, but he becomes a conduit to be Metame, the Begodim She'olov. Begodim She'olov L'chareh, he can't be Metame in the sense that he's touching them when he wears them. That's not enough. It has to be that he's Metame because he becomes the transmitter of Tumah. You find this in a lot of different instances. Where the Tumah is a Tumah Yoiser Chamura, he's Metame Begodov. The Torah always refers to as v'chibes begodov mamai. So how long does that take? How much being in the Bayis HaMenuga does he have to be? He has to be the kedei achila. Kedei achila what? Kedei achila's pras. Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. How long is that? We don't know in terms of seconds. But we know that kedei achila's pras is the time span of that is either the time span of eating a half of 8, which is obviously 4 kibbutzim, or a half of 5.3, which is a little bit more than 2.5, make the cheshbon, that becomes the sheikh de achilas pras, l'gabi the halacha l'maisa that we mentioned before. The Mishnah is clearly mentioning this in context, because once we make the cheshbon, this is where it's negei halacha l'maisa. The next halacha is v'chatzi chetzio, we just said a half of a kikor, l'gabi bayis hamenuga, half of a half, i.e. a quarter of that kikor, lifsol sagvir. This is a din derabbanan. This is a Mishnah in Shabbos in the first parak amongst the Yud Ches Gzeirois, that if a person eats a certain amount of oichel tomei, he becomes tomei himself. Midereisa, if a person eats oichel tomei, a person can only be mekabel tomei from av hatomei, like we said, not from a rishon. Oichel can only be a rishon. Oichel is never a source of tumah. Oichel is something that's nitma from an avat tumah. A sheretz, a body, etc. Oichel is only always going to be a rishon. It can never be a mitame person. A person can become a sheni. However, Chazal were afraid that if a person eats oichel tomeh, so he's going to have a little bit of liquid in his mouth, and that will, he'll then eat truma, and that'll be mitame the truma. A, he's over on a lav of being mitame truma. B, even worse, he's eating truma tmeo. So because of that, what they did was, in order to raise the consciousness of that, they made that if a person eats a certain amount of achila, which goes generally with washing it down with a drink, that amount of eating will turn him, will be metame him, so din derabbanan, and because of that, if he becomes tame, like he's a sheni latuma, he won't be able to eat truma, which could become a shlishi. What's the sheer of how much he has to eat, which generally you wash down with a drink, so then there would be the chashash that he would have something in his mouth that would be metame? A quarter of a pras. So again, if the pras, according to Reb Shimon, is 8, so then the sheer will be 2 beitzim. If according to Reb Yochanan ben Broiko, it's 6, so then it will be a Beitza and a half.